Coca-Cola Company has huge investment in Ghana and has assisted in many areas including education, health and water. The breakfast meeting brought together chief executive officers of major corporations in Atlanta, even though President Mahama had the onerous responsibility to be the salesman of his products, Ghana. President of Coca-Cola International, Ahmed Boza, took up the task. Mr. Boza commended Ghana's long-term vision of nurturing sustainable policies and programs that will inure to the mutual benefit of its citizens.
And we've been in Ghana since 1956. And we have witnessed an incredible evolution during this time. You know, Ghana is not only the fastest growing economy in Africa, it's among the top seven fastest growing countries in the world. And this has been going consistently. Beacons of light of good governance in the continent, which is so important. And Ghana is leading in that effort. And many countries in Africa are talking about how successful Ghana is in transitioning to democracy, free press. We see great quality of talent, great labor workforce that all add to the great assets of Ghana. Now, if you add to all of this that there is a great focus on sustainable energy, sustainable agriculture, alternative energies in Ghana, that just tells you how long-term minded Ghana administration is in terms of their growth.
Like he's always done, President Mahama sells Ghana's brand of peace, secure and stable environment to the business community in Atlanta. He said this year alone recorded an inward transfer of $3 billion in investment, and so Ghana is open up for business.
After what we've been through, we appreciate living in peace, under the rule of law, respect for human rights, and I guess that's the brand Ghana sells, you know, to the rest of the world. And it attracts investors who want a platform in Africa to reach out to other parts of the continent. And so we're seeing many companies coming and establishing their West African regional offices in Ghana, and many investors are coming and starting to, you know, look at the African continent from Ghana. And that's the kind of brand we want to promote. Create Ghana as a hub, you know, so that the spokes spread out across the continent.
President Mahama said government alone cannot leverage all the finances to develop the different sectors of the economy. And so just as was done in the telecom sector, the country is ready for partnership in the mining, agri and energy sectors. In the pipeline is a policy to ensure that Coca-Cola and other beverage companies use Ghana's local fruit and vegetables for their beverages and syrups.
Ghana has a comparative advantage for energy production. With the discovery of gas we've made offshore, Ghana has the opportunity to become a hub for energy production for the rest of West Africa. And we're working on that with the government of the United States through a new compact that we've signed. There is also the Power Africa initiative that was announced by President Obama, and Ghana is participating actively in that. And then in agriculture and agro-processing, we have the Feed the Future initiative, which is also an American initiative, and Ghana is working closely in partnership with America to create food security, not only in Ghana, but in the whole of Africa. We have the Investment Promotion Center, which is responsible for handling investment, and so any of you interested in looking to invest in Africa using Ghana as a hub, can take a contact. We have a lot of attractive incentives. It includes tax rebates and other incentives for investing in Ghana.
President Mahama also visited the headquarters of CNN International, where he featured in a number of interviews and an interactive session with a cross-section of the staff.